Books and more than 3,000 magazine articles. After I became reasonably successful as an author, a radio talk show host who knew my humble background asked me how it was possible I could have accomplished so much in life. What he meant was, how could I have done it on my own? I couldn't have done it today, I conceded. You see, the first thing that happens to a poor kid today is that government welfare workers show up, tell him he's disadvantaged, that it's not his fault, and that he'll accomplish nothing in life without government's help. The kid believes it and gives up his independence, his will to succeed, his self-respect. Next thing you know, he's dependent on government to take care of him while he's living in government housing slums in Detroit or Chicago and blaming the rich for keeping him down. Years ago, I ran across a profound piece of insight attributed to a Scottish professor named Alexander Tytler. It is commonly referred to as the tyranny-liberty cycle. According to it, humankind historically and endlessly goes around and around through the same cycle, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and thereon from dependence back to bondage. In these few short phrases, Tytler described the process whereby one relinquishes his or her individual freedom and succumbs to the allure of the collective state that will guide, direct, and command that individual through life. I challenge you to name one empire in history, ancient or modern, that has not traveled or is not currently traveling Tytler's cycle. The Byzantines, Persians, Rome, Greece, Germany, Russia, the United States. My great fortune is to have lived through what may well have been some of America's best times. My great misfortune is that I am now witnessing what can only be the cultural, political, and economic decline of the United States of America and the fall of Western civilization. A really efficient totalitarian state, Aldous Huxley wrote in his 1930s classic Brave New World, would be one in which the all-powerful executive of political bosses and their army of managers control a population of slaves who do not have to be coerced, because they love their servitude. In this book, I explore the history of how humankind, from our most primitive days, has evolved away from the individual toward the collective, and how such societies always end, always, in tyranny. A book such as this could not have been born without contributions from previous authors, historians, social commentators, and scholars. The selected bibliography at the back of this book acknowledges, in part, the exhaustive body of work I have been privileged to utilize and which has laid the foundation for the study of, and survival of, liberty in a world where the individual is struggling to remain free. I have referenced many other sources in the notes section and in the book itself. I owe a debt of gratitude to each of you. We will preserve for our children this, the last best hope for man on earth, Ronald Reagan once observed, or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness. Chapter 1. Beginnings. So the story of man runs in a dreary circle, because he is not yet master of the earth that holds him. Will Durant. Beasts of Burden. Collectivism is the insidious belief that the group is of more worth than the individual, and that the standard of value lies in the tribe, the race, the community, the state. Personal liberty, throughout most of humankind's stay on Earth, is the exception. Early nomads were likely the freest people to have ever lived on the planet. H.G. Wells described nomads as communities of will, meaning a hunting, fighting community with individual self-reliance and discipline. Chiefs were leaders, not masters. If you didn't like the way things were going, you packed up your atlatl and arrows and stones or whatever and went out on your own or joined some other wandering group that was less apt to crimp your style. Agriculture came along. People began settling down with their goats and